Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This series is going back to where Jimmy Hoffa is. Back to the Meadowlands in New Jersey.
I love it. See, there you go. I love it. It just fits. It's so funny. Every time they play, why haven't we thought of this in the many years we've been here doing this? Right? Why haven't we thought about it? They play every year. This series is going back to the Meadowlands. We finally did. Took us a little while to get to it. Sal Capaccio with you. That's Josh Schmidt pushing the buttons. It's his last day. It's his last hour with me producing. Man. So Josh is... Josh is leaving us here at WGR, but we'll still stay in touch, buddy. You never know. Maybe back here for once or twice for something going on. Who knows, right?
Hey, I'm
going
to be on tonight.
Oh, there you go. Well, you're not producing for me, but you'll be on. Wait, what's going on tonight? What is it?
Sabres Prospects Challenge down at Harbor Center. I'll be doing the pregame, postgame, and intermissions with Brian and Paul.
It is that time of year again. We're starting to talk about Sabres on the ice in some capacity.
Yeah, I mean, training camp starts next week, which is
crazy. It's crazy to think about.
There's actual hockey games this month. Preseason starts later this month.
That's right.
It's nuts.
This is the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We will have Sean McDermott at some point here in the next, hopefully, 10 minutes or so, but we'll keep you updated. So be ready as soon as Sean joins us. We'll bring him to you. We'll ask about Ed Oliver, the rest of the injuries, anybody who's declared out, where that's trending for some of these guys, Tre'Davious White. And, of course, a look at the New York Jets, what they were able to do against the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. We also want to get Patrick Hammer on. We will do that at the bottom of the hour. Of course, he is WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist. He'll give you a little update on weather this weekend in New York. I was saying earlier, you know, I was sidetracked to say, because we got into the New Jersey thing, this is, I love going to New York City this time of year. I really do. I think it's a fantastic summer city. I know everybody says Chicago, great summer city. It is. And that was great. But New York is a really great summer city. It's a great city in general, but there's just so much. The restaurants, it's amazing. Love going there. Walk around downtown, midtown Manhattan, and, you know, Central Park. It's really great. And I think we're going to hear from Pat in a little while that if you're going to the game, you should have pretty good weather. We'll see, though. Maybe a chance for something coming up there, but we'll talk with him in a little while here on the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show. Did you watch the football game last night, Josh? Did you watch any of the Packers Commanders last night?
I did not. I had to head off to sleep to get up early this morning.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Terry McLaurin let my fantasy team down, by the way. What's going on? What's wrong with Scary Terry? Why is he not doing nothing?
This is a really good conversation. It actually leads into, it's so funny because remember last year you had, man, C.J. Stroud looked amazing, and last year he just was not great. And then this year, it's all about Jaden Daniels, and he's been okay, but he hasn't been, like, wowing and blowing away Jaden Daniels, right? And then Drake May, too, second-year quarterback, looked really good last year. I told you what Dan Shaughnessy wrote about this year's a referendum on him. He didn't look that great. It's just funny. I think those second-year quarterbacks, a lot of times the league just kind of sees you. They catch up to you a little bit. But how about for the Packers, Jaden Reed, broken collarbone. He's out 6 to 8 weeks, right? I mean,
they were already having some injury problems with Matthew Golden, too.
Yes.
Like they're,
oh, yeah.
They're kind of having some issues there.
Yeah, and remember last year it was all talk about their young wide receivers and how good they were, and it's not untrue, but, you know, they have now, the Packers are kind of built like the Bills, where you get a lot of pass catchers and golly guys can do a lot of things, and Tucker Kraft is his name, right? The tight end for the Packers. He was monster last night. He was great last night. He had a big game. Let me pull up his numbers here. Kraft last night, 8 catches, 124 yards, and a touchdown. Yeah, you're right. Terry McLaurin, 5 for 48. I hate, like, fantasy's funny because I played against Terry McLaurin in one league, but not the other leagues I'm in. I'm in, like, 4. And I had Brandon McManus in one league, but I actually played against Brandon McManus in another league. So it always comes out as a wash.
It always ends up working out.
Right? So whatever.
I had a lot of faith with him and Justin or Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. just kind of having a connection. So hopefully me sitting Marvin Harrison Jr. on my bench doesn't come back to bite me. You know, that would stink.
So, last night, 27-18, a 9-point win for the Green Bay Packers. They move to 2-0. The Commanders go to 1-1. Let's take a look around the league and what's coming up this weekend as we prepare you for Sean McDermott coming up here shortly on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, let's take a look at the 1 o'clock games independent of the Bills and Jets. It's the Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens. Have you seen the quotes or read the quotes or heard the quotes coming out of Cleveland Browns' mouths about this game? I mean, apparently Jerry Jeudy's like, what's the challenge of going against the Ravens secondary? He said, no challenge. And then Grant Delpit was asked, he said something, the fact that it's not hard to bring down Derrick Henry or something. It's really weird. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, it's one thing to have confidence, but that's...
It was wild.
That's a little bit more than confidence. That's almost cockiness. And
yeah.
Like, okay.
Now, I will say, the Browns seem to give the Ravens some fits sometimes. Let's go back to last year. 29-24 was one of the scores. And then at the end of the year, they beat them 35-10. They lost. Remember, the Browns beat the Ravens last year, 29-24. That game was in Cleveland. In 2023, okay, a 28-3 Ravens win. And then you have a loss, a 33-31 loss at home. So, I mean, hey, these two teams, you never know. And, of course, you have the history of Cleveland moving to Baltimore. It's Joe Flacco's return to Baltimore, by the way, Sunday.
That's his first time there since?
I think it might be. I'm not sure. They've been talking a lot about it like it is, but I have to go back and look. It might be. I'm not really sure. Maybe not, but he's returning as a division rival. So Browns, Ravens, the loser here goes 0-2 in the AFC North, which is really tough to recover from in that division especially. Jags are at the Bengals. Both teams 1-1. I did not love the way the Bengals played last week. Their offense just was not what we thought, you know, it was going to be. And, hey, give the Browns defense some credit. But, you know, last week, the Bengals win 17-16. And the Browns had a missed extra point in that game, by the way. The Jags, in the meantime, they win 26-10 last week against Carolina. They trade Tank Bigsby this week to the Philadelphia Eagles. Travis Etienne was really good last week. Winner of this game goes to 2-0 and will be in really good position in their respective divisions, the AFC South or the AFC North. Giants are at the Cowboys, 0-1 against 0-1 here. Lots of calls already for Jackson Dart to start for the New York Giants. Read about Tyrone Tracy, I believe it was kind of calling out the play calling in the goal line situation for the Giants already. So that's become a story in New York, and everything becomes a story even bigger in New York. Dallas Cowboys 0-1 right now, and they actually played pretty well, I thought, against the Eagles. We'll see. 10 days to prepare here for the Giants. I like the Cowboys probably in this game, but the Giants, they don't want to go 0-2. They have a very tough beginning of the schedule, by the way. Because after this week, they play the Chiefs, then they play the Chargers. So their first four games, Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers for the New York Giants. Bears are at the Lions. Tough one for the Bears Monday night, but they did what the Bears have kind of done over the last year or so. But the Lions, it's kind of coming into fruition, what people thought about them. You lose both coordinators. It's going to be tough. They only scored 13 points against the Packers last week. Big game in the NFC North here early season for standings purposes. Long way to go, but Bears-Lions, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Patriots-Dolphins, the winner of this game is going to be 1-1 and tied with the winner, the loser. I'm sorry. Let's rephrase this. If the Jets were to beat the Bills, I said this earlier, if the Jets were to beat the Bills, right? The Jets would actually be ahead of the Bills in the standings because it's a head-to-head. And then the winner of this game would actually be ahead of the Bills because of their division record. So the 1-1 could matter here for them and to keep pace. Dolphins already having like player-only meetings. They are not in a good spot right now. But neither are the Patriots with the way they played last week. I mean, last week they lose 13-10. Drake May, 30 of 46 for 287 yards. They throw the ball 46 times. They couldn't run the ball. Travion Henderson, 27 yards rushing. Ramondre Stevenson, 15. I mean, Genty wasn't great running the ball either against them. They didn't have a lot of rushing yards. Both teams combined for just over 100 yards on the ground, by the way. Geno Smith threw for 362 against that Patriots defense. So what is Tua going to be able to do? I don't know, because they didn't do anything last week. 33-8 they lose to the Indianapolis Colts. Now it's players only meetings going on. Dolphins are here less than a week. The Bills play another game. They're home against the Miami Dolphins next Thursday night. I'll have to ask Pat Hammer what the long range is for that, by the way, when he comes on. Niners at the Saints. What's the deal with Brock Purdy? He's out multiple weeks now, right? Brock Purdy's going to be out several weeks. Is that what it is? And so is George Kittle, I think. He's going to be out several weeks. But they go to New Orleans, and look, I mean, they're facing a rookie quarterback, Spencer Rattler, and they're going to...
But they also have Mac Jones at their own quarterback position, so...
That's right.
How's that going to go?
No, I agree with you. When was Rattler drafted here? I just want to look here. He was drafted in the fifth round, 150 overall. Second year. I said rookie. His first year really starting, though. It was last year. He was drafted, but fifth round last year. But hey, we'll see. All right, so Niners at the Saints. Let me get back to my schedule here. That's a 1 o'clock game, actually. Seahawks at the Steelers. Seahawks 0-1 after a loss to the 49ers last week. Steelers looking for a second consecutive win, but you know their defense. I saw the stat yesterday by one of the guys I followed that covers the Steelers. If you go back to last year. The Steelers. Think about this. Now, they gave up 32 to the Jets yesterday, right? Or last week. 32 to the Jets last week. Go back last year, Steelers gave up, 19, 29, 34, 27, 14, 38, 24. Like, they've given up some points in some games. And, you know, with all that talent on defense, it is getting a little bit older. There's a little bit of concern there in Pittsburgh land and Steeler Nation about that. But Aaron Rodgers, the offense, 34 points last week. They're home for their home opener against the Seahawks. Rams are at the Titans. I was impressed by the Titans, the way they played the Denver Broncos. The Titans last week were my loser pick in the loser pool, one team to lose. That was the team that I chose. And the Rams, they come out and beat the Texans and did a really nice job on them. And Matthew Stafford, Matthew Stafford last week. Oh, yeah, not gonna really throw the ball at all during preseason, training camp. Lots of questions. 21 of 29, 245 and a touchdown. He's really good. And there are questions. He's older. He's injured. He's got the back issue, whatever, neck. But Matthew Stafford, nice game last week. Tennessee Titans. How did Cam Ward look at his debut? 12 of 28, 112. No touchdowns, no picks. That's what you want. No picks. It's a good encouraging sign for them, but we'll see where they go. We'll get to the 4 o'clock games in a minute. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hopefully have Sean McDermott for everybody. That way we can spend a little more time with him and not be rushed to a break. We'll do that when we come back here. Sean McDermott coming up after this timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me on the West Shore Hotline on this beautiful Friday morning. The Bills taking on the New York Jets in New Jersey on Sunday afternoon. Good morning, Coach. I hope you had a pleasant week and a great morning.
Good morning to everyone out there, as well as you, Sal. It's good to be with you guys on this Friday morning.
And obviously, we'll talk about the Jets and the injury report. If I can, though, for a minute, I do want to rewind quickly. And I know the game is past and behind us on Sunday night. But I want to recognize it was the 1,000th game in franchise history. And, oh, what a great, great way to open up the final season at Highmark Stadium. But after all of that, we talked a little bit about resetting. How do you reset after that and get everybody back on the right frame of mind, especially in a bit of a short week, considering it was a late night?
Yeah, it's part of week one wins, right? You want to win. You want to get that first win under your belt, but you can't, kind of stew on it too long. You got to move forward, and this league is a week-to-week league, and there's a tremendous amount of parity, as everyone knows, in this league. So we've got a big challenge in front of us this weekend here.
And then, obviously, Josh Allen named AFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance. Do you do something special with the team? Do you announce it in front of the team? Josh, obviously, he's won a bunch of these now. 16, I believe, is the number. How do you celebrate that as a team? Because everybody always says, of course, it is a team award.
No, it is. And Josh would be the first to say that as well. And, what we try and do is get it announced just prior to it being announced publicly. And so that's usually, right after our walkthrough time and before we go out to practice, where guys can recognize, in this case, Josh, and celebrate with him a little bit.
Sean, before we get to the injury report, we'll just set up the matchup here, a division game against the New York Jets. What's been the messaging as far as knowing it's a division game? And you guys have been very good in the division. I saw the note here this morning. Since 2020, 800 winning percentage, 24-6 in AFC East games. Why is it so important, and what has been the messaging about this being a divisional contest?
Well, the division is one of the most important things we can focus on in terms of short-term goals. And you control the division, you get a berth into the playoffs, which sets up everything else. So, we always focus on playing well at home and playing well in the division.
Let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. I know a lot of eyes are on Ed Oliver and seeing him in a boot yesterday. Sean, if you can update us on him and his status and anybody else who you might want to talk about, possibly what their status is for Sunday, I should say.
Sure, yeah. So Ed will be out this game. Got stepped on at a practice on Wednesday, unfortunately, and just kind of a thing that happens from time to time in practice. And, from there, we'll see where it goes in the next week as far as his status goes. But for this game, at least, he'll be out.
Okay, Coach, you had a few other guys that were limited in their participation. Jordan Hancock practiced Wednesday, was limited Thursday. Anything going on there that we should be concerned with?
We'll see. It's one day at a time for him and some of these other guys here. We'll know a little bit more today. We think he'll be available and from a health standpoint, and we'll see where that goes.
And then obviously Tre'Davious White returned to practice this week. Good to see him out there. He said that he was feeling good, but of course, obviously, his status will be determined by you and your coaching staff and medical staff. What have you seen from Tre'Davious White this week, and what's his status for today or Sunday?
Right, he's had a pretty good week of getting back on the field, and we'll see where today leads us again. We had a walkthrough yesterday. Just trying to slow some things down for the players coming off of that Sunday night game and making sure that they're fresh and ready to go. This is a 1 o'clock game for us, and we haven't played a 1 o'clock game in several weeks. So we've got to make sure we are ready to come out of the gates here early on here, which we haven't done, like I said, in a few weeks here.
All right, without Ed Oliver, Coach, we know that means T.J. Sanders, Deion Walker, and of course, Daquan Jones, a veteran. But what did you see from the two rookies, T.J. Sanders and Deion Walker, last week in their performance?
Well, the effort was there just in terms of the execution and some of the level of detail and level of, kind of a standard that we talk about play in and play out. These guys are young guys, and it's going to take some time for them to get to that level and get to that level on a consistent basis. And they worked hard this week on, looking to improve on that and that'll continue today.
You said this week needs to be hard. I believe that was the quote, and I appreciated your response, what that means. It doesn't mean really like really going super hard at practice. Of course you want that, but there's a lot of other things that go into that, which is hard conversations, looking at yourself in the mirror. How did you think that went for you guys this week, the messaging to the coaches and the players?
Well, I believe it. I believe it has unfolded as we had hoped. You know, you want to have, even though you win, that win can cover up some things. So you want to make sure you're digging deep into the body of the work and the conversations that need to be had, and technique things that we need to improve on fundamentally as well, and that we're moving our team forward, making sure we are emphasizing those areas, those key areas for ourselves and the players individually, and then the team collectively.
All right, let's take a look at your opponent this week, a team you have been familiar with, but they do have a new coaching staff, a new quarterback, and they ran the ball really well last week and did a lot of other things really well last week. What kind of issues do the Jets pose on the offensive side of the ball with Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall in that group?
Well, they're talented there, as you mentioned, a few of the stars that they have and difference-making type players. You know, the biggest thing I thought that they did well was they kept the ball away from Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. and you know, didn't allow him to touch it as many times as he would have liked. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers had about 50-some plays, which is probably about 10 under the average that you'd expect in a normal game. And so with that, then, you know, the Jets were able to control the line of scrimmage and run the football well, and in doing so, again, you know, kind of manage the time of possession in their favor.
And we've all seen the Jets over the years. They have a lot of talent on the defensive side. What did you see from that side of the ball when you watch film?
Not surprising, really. They were able to do some things affecting the quarterback and you know, causing some havoc and certainly one-dimensional situations that Pittsburgh found themselves in. So I think the key here is to do our best to stay two-dimensional in terms of being in those you know, two-dimensional situations where we can either run it or throw it.
And you mentioned this week a couple of familiar faces for you. I know that you coached with Coach Wilkes, Steve Wilkes, who's now their defensive coordinator. And, of course, Eric Washington, who had been on your staff as a defensive line coach. So what can you tell us about what you know about how those guys prepare for a game and having their guys ready?
All right, two really good coaches, both really good people. I've learned a lot by being around them, coaching alongside of them, and they're going to do a great job over there.
Coach, thanks a lot for this. I know you have practice today. And then, of course, good luck on Sunday against the Jets in New Jersey. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Sounds great, Sal. Thanks again.
All right. You got it. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Not good news on the injury front for Ed Oliver. He is out for this game. Stepped on Wednesday at practice. So, obviously, shows up Thursday, has the walking boot on. He's not going to play. It's a really tough deal for the Bills defensive line who, you know, look great. Look like with Ed Oliver, who was terrific. He was terrific. And the rest of the group, as Sean said, there are some details maybe that need to be buttoned up by the rookies and other guys. But there's your main takeaway from this game and this injury report from Sean McDermott. And of course, that is the Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. 803-0550, you want to jump on board, but we'll get Pat Hammer on and we'll talk weather with him and how that might play into this game. Interesting comment from Sean McDermott, I thought, at the very end there about the Jets on defense and what the Bills have to do. He said, we have to stay two-dimensional. Stay two-dimensional. That's good. I mean, that I think that tells you they want to be balanced, run the ball, throw the ball. This isn't a game. I know last week, why didn't they unleash?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Josh. Wasn't like they didn't throw the ball, but yeah, I thought at times they could have maybe been a little bit more aggressive through the air attacking. They didn't. Short yardage especially got themselves in some tough spots because in short yardage they tried to run the ball. It didn't go well, and then they had to kind of reset. And now you're on third down. So we'll see what they do this week against a Jets team, an offense that, as he said right there, kept the ball away from Aaron Rodgers. That was something they try to do and will try to do against the Bills. All right, let's get to Patrick Hammer. Right now, he's going to give us our weather.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Hammer time.
Patrick Hammer on the Wester Hotline right now, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. It is a Buffalo Football Friday. Got a game in New Jersey against the Jets on Sunday afternoon. A rare Sunday afternoon game for the Buffalo Bills here. They don't have another one of these for a few more weeks, Pat.
I know. We covet these now, man. I'm just so excited for the Sunday, not only for the game, but for the time.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, Sunday evening, what'd you think? I mean, the weather was just kind of perfect, I guess. A little chillier than we're used to that time of year. But how did it play out for you weather-wise for the game on Sunday and what you're used to this time of year?
Well, I mean, despite the weather, I mean, my blood is still flowing from the outcome
yeah,
of Sunday
sure,
night.
Sure.
The weather was amazing. It was cool. It was perfect football weather. I like these 1 o'clock games because I can watch it in totality, complete to finish, without any hurdles of having to go to bed early like we all have to deal with when we have these night games. And I know we've all had the experience and have shared our experiences from Sunday night, but I got to tell you, you know, these night games are great, but they always mess with our ability to enjoy them because, you know, we all get up in the early hours of the morning the next day. And in this last game, you know, we go on the air at 4:30 in the morning, much like your radio shows go on early. And I'm like, I got to debate, do I finish this game or do I, you know, try to get a little sleep?
We're all there, man. I know.
Normal.
What did you do? What did you do?
Okay, we all know it was 15. I think it was at the time we had 8 minutes left. We're down 15 and I feel horrible. But I'm like, okay, I got to do it. I got to cut the cord. I'm getting up in a few hours and I'm sorry. Like a lot of people, I just didn't feel it. So I went to bed, told my kids, don't message me, don't give me any updates in the morning. But I went to bed considering it was a loss, okay? Just given the state, you know, where we were in the game. So I get up the next morning, I turn off all my alerts.
I don't want to see what's going on, but I'm prepared. I'm like, should I? By the way, I see an alert that your podcast has been up with Matt Bove. I also know that your arrows up, arrow down column has been posted. Do I rip off the Band-Aid and look at this stuff now, or do I try to watch the rest of the game in the morning, which is what I did? And on my way into work, you know, I kind of have the game on, and I'm listening. And as I'm driving into the station, the whole thing unfolds, and I can't believe that I wasn't there to witness it live. But it was crazy, you know, and I could not believe it. And so, I was one of those people that did not experience it in action because I was a lame-o and went to bed.
I'm telling you, I do not blame anybody. I get it. It's a late night. I'm not here to criticize anybody for leaving the stadium or going to bed. I mean, I get it. Oh, you have to have faith in your team. I mean, it's tough, right? People have lives. It's late, and they were down 2 scores. I get it. Like, I kept saying, yeah. The way it worked for me was that, you know, people say, well, what'd you think, you know, the Bills come back, and would the Bills come back? And I'm not going to sit here and lie and tell you I thought the Bills would come back. But I will say this, and this is true. Right. I've been in enough of these games where I kept saying to myself, man, if they just get one big play, something could happen here.
Right.
The problem was it was going from 2 scores to 1 score, 2 scores to 1 score. And I said, if they get it to 1 score, they just need one big play. And then that happened. And then the problem was the time was winding down. You know when I thought this same thing and went the other way? When the Bills lost to the Jets in the opener Monday night a few years ago, they had an 11-point fourth-quarter lead. And I kept saying, boy, they just haven't put this team away yet. They haven't put the Jets away yet. If the Jets get one big play, they're back in this game. And then they did. And then they went to overtime and lost the Bills.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, and I was talking about this with Vic Carucci about comparing this to the comeback game with Houston years ago, is that the other team wasn't collapsing. Houston was collapsing during the comeback game, you know, 30 years ago. The Ravens weren't collapsing. A lot of things were still going our way, but it's not like, yes, they did have that 3-and-out, which we still can't imagine them doing, but and there was the turnover. But it's not like all of a sudden, you know, the team completely dismantled. They were still scoring points. They were still running on the field. We had to punt, you know, one time during to that comeback. So, I don't know. You're right. We would not go away, and it was so thrilling. And it was just. And then, of course, I see. By the way, the listeners maybe don't know this. You're listening to the Sportscaster of the Year according to the Buffalo Broadcasters Association. So I saw you win that award the other night, and we were commiserating about our experience on Sunday. So. Congratulations on that, by the way.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It was an honor, humbling, obviously. And you know, I mean, to be even mentioned as a finalist, especially with some of my best friends in this industry, your sports director, John Scott, Channel 4 sports director, Josh Reed, Channel 7 sports director, Matt Bove, who I do the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with, Dom Tibbetts, who works with Matt over at WKBW. Just to be mentioned with these incredible, great sportscasters was an honor. And when my name was called, it truly was like, I just kind of couldn't believe it. So thank you. I appreciate it. It was great to see you. And so many, and congratulations to your colleague, Mary Alice Demler. I mean, to go into the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame. How cool was that, right?
It's very cool. And it's you know, rarefied air, the people that are a part of that.
Yeah.
Of course, sports, weather, news, all the radio, television, the whole thing, social media now. But again, I saw you, and I was still on a high from Sunday night, and we're there to, I couldn't calm down. I'm like, oh my God, now I'm here to celebrate with you this award, but I still got to share with you what happened Sunday night, and I can't believe it. Anyway, I feel like I'm finally catching my wind and calming down and getting ready for this Sunday.
Well, you won't be able to do that if the same thing happens Sunday, because they play a game another 4 days from then, right? I'm going to ask you about it a little while, by the way, here in Buffalo about a week from now. But we'll get to the Jets game. By the way, I'd be remiss in saying lots of people went into the Hall of Fame, and congratulations. And we have one right here who we work with every single day that I do here at WGR and at Odyssey, Todd Brody. We don't really see people a lot of times and know their impact on this industry. And Todd Brody's literally the guy on The Voice that brought you in. Like, when you come up, when you hear the can you play it? Let's play the Pat Hammer weather intro right here again. Let's do this. This is Todd Brody's voice. He just went in the Hall of Fame. Here we go. There we go.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
When you hear that voice, whether it's Sean McDermott's segment or Rob Ray segment or Eric Woods segment or Pat Hammer segment. That is Todd Brody. He is a whiz production assistant, has an incredible, incredible voice, and he was inducted into the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and really, really cool moment for him as well.
A tribute to him, absolutely, and to know that I know I've made it when I've had his names, him speak my name.
You got it, buddy. Let's.
It was a thrill. Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say congratulations to him and to his legacy with GR and to the Bills and everything. So that was great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Let's get to the weather. I love going to New York City this time of year. I think it's a great time to visit the city. September is just beautiful. And when the schedule comes out and it's a Sunday afternoon game in New York and in September, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, let's do this. Saturday night is great. Love to go around and be a part of Midtown Manhattan and walk around there. There's a Bills Backers event going on I'm going to make an appearance at this week. So that's going to be awesome too. But what about the game itself? If people are either in the tri-state area or people are driving to the Meadowlands, what are we looking at on Saturday evening and into Sunday in the game?
Yeah, it's a perfect weekend in New York, weather-wise for sure. No weather issues. There was a moment earlier in the week, and I kind of
you scared me.
To you on that. I know I should have known better. It's like why he doesn't need to lose any more hair. Why cause any angst with you? But there was something sneaky that I thought could maybe mess with a great forecast on Sunday. As it turns out, that's not to be. The weather looks perfect. There was a little chance of rain that showed up, and then it went away. So the weather looks fantastic for travels there, for anything you're doing on Saturday and Sunday. Kickoff at 80 degrees, not too terribly humid. The sun will be out, of course, not just a little bit of a breeze. There's just weather is not going to play a factor in this game at all. And, you know, if you're traveling, if you're going to the game and you're traveling home Sunday evening, Sunday night or Monday, there's nothing lurking. Hey, this weather has been spectacular around here, as we all know, for the last week. It's going to be just like that there this weekend.
That's great news. So basically, leave the rain jacket home, bring the sunglasses, right?
Yep.
Love it.
100%. Yeah. Don't even throw it in the car as like a just in case. There is no just in case.
All right.
You're going to be fine.
I like packing a little bit lighter. I appreciate that. Okay. Then, as soon as that game is over, we turn our attention right away to a Thursday night game here in Orchard Park against the Miami Dolphins. We're going to try and get you on. Of course, we try to do that ahead of those games. So we'll work out the time and the schedule to have you on the radio here. But right now, I know it's 6 days away. I totally get that. What are we looking at maybe possibly in Orchard Park Thursday night next week?
Yeah, I think this is another beauty. There's no, like, I'm not on the fence with anything that far out. Like, well, I think it looks great. It's pretty locked in. The weather pattern for next week, too, looks ideal. Epic is the word I love to use. A lot of people do this time of the year when it's like this. Next week, we're close to 80 degrees, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday into Thursday. And there's nothing no surprises, we don't think. So I think Thursday night's weather looks pretty nice as well for that night game. And no weather concerns whatsoever. Maybe a little cloud cover. But other than that, I think it's going to be warm. And no wind issues. Tailgating looks ideal too. So, yeah, we're scoring pretty high on the first 3 weeks of the season so far, weather-wise, and next Thursday included.
The Bills have three home games in a row: a Thursday night, a Sunday night, a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Let's hope that the weather can stay that way for all those games. It is a night game, and last week a little bit chillier than what we're used to. Is that kind of the pattern now? Are we going to start to dip into the – are you looking at maybe high 50s, low 60s? Are we even getting cooler for some of these games like Thursday night next week?
Despite how beautiful it was, that was really cool for this time of the year.
Yeah.
To have temperatures in the 50s on a September evening. So, next week looks – it's going to be comfortable. It's not nearly going to be as chilly as it was.
Okay.
Around here a couple days ago. So we're in a very stable, quiet, very typical weather pattern for September. September can be a month of change. Also, you can get locked into these long periods of quiet, and that usually end abruptly. But that's not going to be the case this over the next 7 to 10 days. Everything looks high and dry, and I have no weather concerns at all for next week.
You always bring the sunshine, and I love when you bring the sunshine, if that makes sense. So thank you. I appreciate that. That's really great. We're going to have a great weather weekend this weekend here in New Jersey, here in Buffalo, and into next week. I have some friends, as they do every year, come up from Florida for the game against the Dolphins, and they've been in some real snow games, and we've had some really great weather. So I love when they can come up here and enjoy Western New York weather this time of year. It's great news for everybody, Pat. Absolutely.
It is. And, I know Miami's coming. You just kind of feel, I hate to say it, but you kind of feel bad for what's going on down there. And
Never. I mean, I like Tua as a person, right? I mean, I like Tua as a person. Right. Seems like a great guy, but I'll never, ever, ever feel bad if the Dolphins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Are bad. I mean, they are, to me, I know Bulldog said this yesterday. This is true. It's generational for a lot of people like Josh, who, by the way, today's Josh's last day here. My producer, Josh Schmidt. It's his last day.
I didn't know that until I heard it on the air, and we raced to the air, so I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, but we're going to miss him. But
yeah, for sure. Now if you're, whether you're Josh's age or Joe DiBiase, Sneaky Joe, it's different.
Yeah.
That's the Patriots is like their hated rival. For me, it's the Dolphins because that's what it was growing up.
Right.
So I will never feel bad if they're not good.
I don't know what it is, but I guess I just have, and this is going to sound kind of lame, there's something about their coach, McDaniel, that I just have a somewhat of a connection with. I don't know why. I'm kind of rooting for him for whatever reason. I know it's Miami. I wish he was a coach of somebody else. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like his style. I like his vibe. And to see everything kind of imploding,
I get it.
Good for Miami.
He's an easy guy to root for. I totally get that part.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. You know. Right. So. Hey, we got to run. Thank you so much. Yeah. We'll talk next week. We'll work out the schedule. People can look, it's going to be really nice weather, but we got to do it anyway. And just to make sure there's nothing that pops up along the way. So we'll do that next week. Okay, buddy.
Something always does. You got it. Look forward to it.
All right, you got it. That is Patrick Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. All right, a couple things before we get on out of here. First of all, big news from Sean McDermott. Ed Oliver out for the game on Sunday. He got stepped on during the walkthrough. I'm sorry, during practice on Wednesday. You asked me about getting stepped on in the walkthrough. It was Wednesday he said he got stepped on. That's regular practice, not the walkthrough Thursday, which does, you know, if you want to visualize it in your mind, right? It was Wednesday it happened, not on Thursday. But Ed Oliver got stepped on at practice on Wednesday. He is out. He has been meeting with the rest of the Buffalo media after he did his radio segment here. He said he's not ruling him out yet for week three, but that's 6 days from now. So hopefully he can get back on track and be ready for that. That was the Barnes Firm injury report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We'll see the status of the rest of the team, but hopefully that's the only player they're going to be without on Sunday. All right. Also, didn't tell you really quick, the rest of the schedule for week two in the National Football League went through the 1 o'clock games. Of course, that includes Bills at Jets, 4 o'clock, 4:05, Panthers at Cardinals in the NFC, Broncos at Colts. That should be an interesting one. Both teams 1-0, 4:05. And the big marquee Sunday evening matchup, late afternoon, Eagles at Chiefs, a rematch of the Super Bowl. That's the 4:25 p.m. Game. On week number two, Falcons at Vikings late at night. That's your Sunday night contest. Monday, there's two games. Buccaneers at Texans, Chargers at Raiders. I think, so you got three AFC teams playing, plus the NFC teams, the team the Bills play. So a lot of good watching going on this weekend. And then finally, Monday last week, a friend of mine, Jeff, texted me, called me actually, said, "You never did Hey Buddy and sit up and stand down." I'm like, oh my God, you're right. I've been doing it for years. I got to remember to do that. But you know what? I figured we're here on a Friday. We didn't do it on Monday. We're going to do it next Monday. It's going to come up. I promise I'll remember sit up, stand down, Hey Buddy this coming Monday. I don't know why that slipped my mind last week to kind of make sure we did all that. But I will say, though, in the 1.5 minutes remaining here, Josh Schmidt, we're going to make you my buddy here on a Friday. Thank you for all you've done again. I know we said this earlier, but I'm going to miss you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and just in general here at WGR. You've done an amazing job. I know you've gotten a lot of experience here in radio, and I know that you're walking away here with your head high, knowing that you contributed to the radio station of the year, WGR. And as we said, you'll still be around doing some things and helping out, but always a friend. And seriously, man, we're very, very, very proud of you, but sad to see you go.
Thank you, Sal. I really appreciate that. And it's been a blast being a part of this, being a part of just an amazing, storied, historic, whatever word you want to use for this amazing place of all the great people that have followed before me.
When was the first time you were on the air here? When did you start in this role?
I started in this role 2 years ago to the date.
Wow. Holy cow.
9/12 was when I
started. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah. 9/12 was when I started. The day after the Bills lost to the Jets in overtime.
Ooh.
In the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a fun first.
How long
day.
You been at WGR overall or Odyssey?
Odyssey overall, 4 years to the date.
Four years to the date. Well, you know what? You've seen some really good football. Not as much in the hockey side. Maybe that'll turn around.
We're getting there. Maybe.
Josh, congratulations to you,
on
a great start to your radio career, and wherever your life and travels take you, you're going to be great at that. And thank you very much for being a great friend, a great producer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Thank you very much. We're going to have Sabres Live up next, followed by One Bills Live. Show up with the Bulldog after that here today. Enjoy the rest of your Friday into the weekend. Bills Jets on Sunday here on WGR and the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.